Welcome back to Mishnah Yomi. Today is day number 3. We are doing Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. We're going to conclude the first Perek today and move right along to Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. So let's begin with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelo, says the Mishnah, that when we say Shema, we also at night mention the paragraph of Vayomer. We say the paragraph of Vayomer. Not only do we say Shema and Vayayim Shemo, but we say Vayomer as well. And the question is, why would we not say Vayomer? Vayomer is part of the Shema. Vayomer is part of the Shema. We say it every day. Why would you have a Havamina? Why would you think not to say it at night? And the answer is because what's Vayomer all about? It's about the obligation to wear tzitzis. And the obligation to wear tzitzis only exists bizman shereisim or reisim oso, when you see them. Prat that comes to exclude at a time when you cannot see your tzitzis, i.e. at night. And since there's no obligation to wear tzitzis at night, you may have thought there's no obligation to mention the paragraph of Vayomer about wearing tzitzis at night, says the Mishnah, but we still mention it, because although there's no obligation to wear tzitzis at night, there's still an obligation to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim found in the paragraph of tzitzis, and therefore we say the paragraph of Vayomer so that we can remember how God took us out of Egypt. So not for the tzitzis, but for the concluding few verses about remembering God took us out of Egypt. However, this idea that God took us out of Egypt, and now there's an obligation to remember it each and every night, is not so simple. In fact, it's a machlokas. And this machlokas may sound familiar to us, because we mention it every year in the Haggadah. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, or Elazar ben Azariah, Hare ani ki ben shivim shana. It's as if I am 70 years old. What do you mean? It's as if I am 70 years old. Zerashi points this out to look to a Gemara later on. The Gemara talks about how Elazar ben Azariah was appointed to be the Nasi, the leader, at a very young age of 18. And he was concerned people would not take him seriously. He was a young Tzair, a young man. So God did a miracle and made him look much older, gave him aura of being a stately elder, so that people would take him seriously. Harani Kevin Shim Shana says, Elazar, I'm as if I'm 7 years old. And all my life, lo zachiti, shetomer tiz b'trayim b'leilos. I didn't know the source. I didn't know the source for this idea. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night as well. Ah, Shadrash Ben Zoma, until Ben Zoma came along. And he said, Leman Tizkaras Yom Tzeischa Merit Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayef. The Pasuk in Devarim, and Tazayin says, we should remember that we were taken out of Egypt all the days of our life. What's this funny formulation of Kol Yimei Chayef? All the days of your life, says Ben Zoma. Yimei Chayecha Hayamim. That's referring to the days. Kol Yimei Chayecha Halilos. Kol Yimei Chayecha Kantelos. Also at night. Therefore, there's a dual obligation to mention God took us out of Egypt both during the day and at night. However, the Chacham argue. Come along to the Chacham and say, Kol Yimei Chayecha Halilos. Kol Yimei Chayecha are telling you that. Sorry, Yimei Chayecha Halum Haz. Yimei Chayecha are talking about there's an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim in this world. Kol Yimei Chayecha Lahav Yimos Mashiach. Then not only is there an obligation to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim in this world, but once Mashiach comes, there's still a obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because you may have had a thought. You may have said, now that we live in Geula, Mashiach is here, why would you want to mention a previous Geula that happened so long ago? We can forget about it. It was nice. We're so thankful that Hashem did it for us. But we're living in a brand new Geula in Yeretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. Mashiach's here. Don't mention what happened so many years ago, says the Chazal. The Pasuk tells us, Kol Yimei Chayecha, that even then we still have to mention and remember the great miracle of God taking us out of Egypt. So we see there's a machlokas for Elazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim, whether there's an obligation to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Now, if you take a moment to think about it, you'll realize this obligation to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim at night is very reminiscent of another obligation of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, to mention or talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim once a year during the Seder. Now, there are many, many differences between the obligation to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim every night and the obligation to talk about it once a year. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rabbi Soloveitchik's grandfather, points out that one of the differences is on the Seder night, we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim, we talk about it, this idea of Shira v'Tishbachos, so we come to praise God. We come to sing Hallel to Hashem. Whereas every night of the year, there's no obligation to sing and praise to Hashem, but the obligation is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. Why? So that it gives us the ability to have a better Kabbalah's Al-Malch HaShemayim. It's part of the Krishma experience as we accept, we say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echad, you are the God who took me out of Egypt. You are the God who by taking me out of Egypt, you showed, you created this world, You know what's happening in this world, and you are involved in this world. Yetzias Mitzrayim is there to remind us that it was an experience of God being involved in this world, of orchestrating the way things happen, of Hashgacha Pratis. And each time, therefore, we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, whether it's every night or whether it's during Kiddush, we're supposed to remember this principle of God who created the world, who knows what's happening in the world, and also who orchestrates and has Hashgacha Pratis of everything that's happening in this world. And says Rav Chaim, that's why we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim every single night. Not so that we can sing praise to Hashem like we do Seder night, but rather so that we remember, as we're Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim, as we accept God's the yoke of heaven, as we say, Shema Yisrael, Shem Lokeinu Hashem Echad, that we're accepting the God who created this world, who's involved in this world, who orchestrates everything that happens in this world. That concludes Perek Aleph, and now we can move on to Perek Beis. Hayakor B'Torah, one is reading the Torah, B'Giyaz Mana Mikra. One wakes up really early one morning, they pour themselves coffee, they start learning, and suddenly it's time to say Krishma, and they're up to the place in the Torah of Krishma. So can they just read along and read Shema? Or do they have to stop for a moment and say, now I'm reading Shema in order to be Yotzei, the mitzvah of Krishma? Meaning, do we say mitzvos trichas kavana? Do we say that you need to have kavana before you perform a mitzvah? Or can if you, by performing the mitzvah, you are now automatically fulfilling the mitzvah, even if you didn't have kavana to fulfill it? Says the Mishnah, Hayikor b'Torah v'higia zman ha-mikra, im kiven libo yotza. When it comes to Krishma, despite what you might say anywhere else in the Torah, by Krishma you need to have some sort of kavana that you're being yotzei the mitzvah. Because Krishma is much more than just performing a mitzvah, but it's about the Kabbalah Samacha Shemayim. It's about accepting the yoke of heaven. How can you accept the yoke of heaven if you didn't have in mind to accept the yoke of heaven? Vim lav lo yotze. But if not, you're not yotzei, you're just as if you are reading regular Torah. Next topic, but prokim. Now we're going to discuss the idea of talking during davening, something we should definitely not do. But what happens if you are davening, you're saying Krishma, and you get approached, and someone comes into the room who is someone who is a very chashiv person? Can you stop what you're doing? Can you stop your Krishma to welcome them, to say Baruch Haba? The same would be true. The question is, if someone comes in, you're afraid of them. If the Melech walks into the room, can you stop what you're doing to say, out of fear, if you don't welcome them, they'll get upset at you. But prokim, if you were in between Krishma and the brachos, show that COVID, you can stop what you're doing and say Shalom Aleichem Umeishiv. And certainly, if they say Shalom Aleichem to you, if they initiate, you can respond. Ubeemsa. But if you are in middle of the parsha or the brachos, then Shoel if Nehayira. Then you can say Shalom Aleichem if you are afraid that if you don't say it, they're going to be upset at you that they may come to kill you. Umeishiv, and certainly if they initiate, you can respond to the king. Divrei Rav Meir, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Be'emsa Shol Ne'ayira. He says, no, in middle, so then you can, Shoel, you can initiate yourself because of Yira. Umeishiv Ne'akavod, you can respond because of Kavod. If the Rav, the Rosh Hashiva, comes in and says, Shalom Aleichem, you can respond. Ba'prokim, but if it's during the prokim, between the brachos or between the prokim of Shema, Shol Bnei Kavod, then you can initiate because of Kavod, meaning if the Rosh Hashiva walks in the room, you can initiate. Umeishiv Shalom L'chol Adam. But you can respond to anyone because they said hello to you. You're allowed to respond. Thank you very much. I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful day. Looking forward to tomorrow.